This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Ben,
and Michael.
Today, we might have a play date.
Turn back the clocks
and learn all about why we sleep. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Come on, Laura Beanie, it's time to put on your pyjamas.
No pyjamas, no bedtime sleepers for the week.
I told you that vegan ice cream was full of sugar.
All ice cream is full of sugar, Mim. We knew what we were getting into having second dessert.
Ah, they may take my fizzy drink, but they will never take my ice cream.
She's going back for more ice cream. Stop her.
Laura Beanie, it's time for bed.
Freedom!
Wait, I've got an idea. Laura, look at my phone.
That won't work on me, Mim. I'm going to stay up all night.
Quick, Laura, look, a puppy video.
Puppy?
Yes, Laura, puppies. Cute puppies.
Cute puppies. What are they doing?
The puppies are wearing cute hats.
Hats?
Yes, silly hats. They're going to a party.
What kind of party?
It's their birthday. Come and lie down where we'll watch the puppy video together.
Oh, but I don't want to sleep. I want to stay up all night dancing.
We know it's not sleep time. We're just going to lie down. Look at the puppies.
Oh, look, they're so cute. Look at the little itty bitty eyes. Why are you such a little itty bitty? Have a little bitty.
Laura, snap out of it.
Where am I?
You were on a post ice cream rampage.
Oh, no, not again.
Now that Laura has ended her unhinged rampage, would you like to put on our PJs and hear a story?
Yes, please.
Pajama Party Transform!
This story is about two twins.
I'm Polly.
And I'm Artie.
Polly and Artie had a wonderful play day. They went down the mountain slide.
Okay, Artie, you go first.
No way, you first.
What's the matter? Scared?
No.
Then go first.
All right, then.
One, two, three, woo!
Alrighty, my turn.
Woo!
They got very dirty going down the slide. After that, they went flying on their flying horse, Peggy.
Saddle up, Polly.
Get ready to fly, Artie.
Go, Peggy, go.
They flew through the clouds, which made them very soggy. Now they were soggy and dirty. And after that, they did some painting.
Nice painting, Polly.
Thanks, Artie. You know what I think it needs, though?
What?
More paint!
Yeah, more paint!
Yeah, more paint!
It was a great day full of fun activities. Eventually, it started to get dark, and they headed home, even though they were dirty from the slide and soggy from flying through clouds and covered in paint.
We're home.
What a great day, Artie.
Yeah, I don't want it to end.
Yeah, what should we do next?
Then in came Artie and Polly's big person, who saw how filthy they were.
Wow, looks like both of you had a good day. It's time to pop off your shoes, clean your clothes, wash up, and hop into bed.
But we don't want to go to bed.
Yeah, we don't want today to end.
I'm sorry, but look at the clock. See what time it is?
Yes!
And what do we do at this time?
We get ready for bed.
Exactly. Now I'm going to go get the rest of dinner ready. And when I come back, I want you both cleaned up and ready for bed.
Okay!
But Artie and Polly didn't want to get cleaned up and ready for bed.
Silly clock telling me what I have to do. Yeah. If only we could change the time on it so then it wouldn't be bedtime.
Yeah, we could go back to the start of the day and have our play day all over again.
Polly walked up to the clock and reached up to the clock's face with its hands pointing to bedtime.
See, silly clock, you don't say bedtime anymore. You say morning!
And Polly turned the clock hands backwards all the way to the morning. And something very strange happened. Artie looked out the window.
Hey, Polly, look, it's not dark anymore. The sun's out.
What?
The sun is out. The birds are chirping. It's morning again.
It was a clock. It must be magic or something.
Well, we were flying on a horse earlier, so stranger things have happened.
That's true. Well, now that we don't have to clean up and get ready for bed, what should we do?
Let's do our awesome play day again.
Yeah!
And so Artie and Polly didn't clean up at all or get ready for bed. They went and did their play day all over again. They were still dirty and soggy and covered in paint. Ew. The first thing they did was go down the mountain slide again.
I forgot how big of a climb that was.
Yeah, it's much harder the second time around. I didn't realise how tired my legs were from climbing up the mountain.
Alrighty, you first.
Alright, I just need to rest for a second. I'm pretty tired. Climbing the biggest mountain ever is kind of hard.
Oh, scared?
No.
Then you go first.
Fine.
Look out below.
Down the bottom of the hill, Artie and Polly tried to brush all the dirt off themselves.
Wow, I didn't think I could do it, but I think I got even dirtier.
Yeah, it must have been all that paint and water mixed together. What should we do next?
Oh, let's go ride Peggy again.
Yeah.
And so they went to their flying horse, Peggy.
All right, Peggy, time to saddle up again.
Whee! Hey, Polly, why aren't you going whee with me? Maybe you missed the start. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Whee! You missed it again. Polly?
Artie, I'm cold. Can we not go through the clouds again?
Oh, but that's the fun part. I thought you wanted to redo our play day. We might not be able to turn back the time again. Or maybe we can. Stranger things have happened to us, haven't they, Peggy the Flying Horse?
That's right, Artie. May!
See, Polly.
Okay, let's fly through some clouds.
Whee!
Flying through the clouds made Polly and Artie even more soggy. Now they were both super soggy and super dirty.
Wow, Polly, who would have thought our second play day would be as much fun as the first? Let's do some painting again.
I'm pretty tired and dirty and soggy, and I'm still covered in paint from the first time. Maybe we should go home and get cleaned up.
What? Don't be silly. Now hurl this bucket of paint at the wall.
All right.
That's the spirit.
Artie and Polly did their painting and had their play day all over again. For the second time, it started to get dark and they went home.
Woo! Two play dates in one. Hey, Polly, let's turn back the clock again.
Aw, I'm pretty tired, Artie.
Oh, so a chicken, are you?
Chicken. Chicken.
Stop it.
Ooh, starting to get cranky, hey, tired pants. Tired pants.
My pants aren't tired. I'm tired.
Oh, stop being such a cranky pants and help me turn back the clock so we can do our play day again.
Well, maybe we should get cleaned up first.
Well, why would we want to do that? We're not going to bed.
Well, maybe if we get cleaned up, we won't get dirt and paint all over Peggy the Flying Horse, and then they won't get angry at us again. We're not going to bed, we're just getting cleaned up.
Okay.
And so Artie and Polly got cleaned up.
Phew, clean as a whistle. I didn't think my ears could get so much dirt in them. All right, now let's turn the clock back.
Well, maybe we should just brush our teeth.
Why? We aren't going to bed.
Well, we don't want to go 3 whole days without brushing our teeth. Think how bad our breath would get. We're not going to bed. We're just brushing our teeth.
Okay, my teeth are feeling a bit furry.
And so Artie and Polly brush their teeth.
Fresh, pearly white teeth. Now let's turn back the clock again.
Why don't we just have a lie down first?
Why? We're not going to sleep.
Well, if we want to climb the mountain again and go down the mountain slide again, we need our muscles to have a little rest so then we can turn back the clocks and do our play day again.
Okay, I guess climbing the biggest mountain ever 3 times in 1 day is pretty hard work. Okay, let's have a lie down.
And so Artie and Polly got into bed.
But we're not going to sleep.
Nope.
We're just having a quick rest of the muscles and then we'll get back up and turn the clock back and do it all over again.
Yep.
Great. What a great day. We can just keep starting it all over again and never sleep. Never sleeping, always playing. Never sleeping, always playing. Never sleeping, never... Never sleeping.
Artie and Polly had a great night's rest. The next morning, Artie sprang awake.
Huh? What? Oh, no! We fell asleep! Polly, quick, wake up! We fell asleep! Let's turn the clock back to yesterday so that we can have an awesome, super awesome play date again.
Artie and Polly jumped out of bed and ran through the house. They ran past their big person.
Whoa, where do you think you're both going?
We're going to go turn the clock back so we can have a super awesome
day. Slow down.
We turned the clock back yesterday and started the day all over again so we could keep playing and not go to bed.
Polly, that's not how clocks work.
But ours does. I'll show you.
Artie then ran up to the clock, reached up to its hands and turned it all the way back to the previous day. But nothing happened.
What? I swear this worked yesterday.
Maybe you dreamt it.
But that can't be right. That means we would have had the same dream.
It's not uncommon for people to have the same dream.
But it really did happen.
Okay. Let's just calm down. You can't just live the same day over and over again.
Why not?
Well, the day wouldn't be as special then, would it? Why don't we start a brand new day and do something new?
Well, I guess we could do that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we did just have the same dream.
Maybe you did. I mean, stranger things have happened to us, haven't they, Mr. Clock?
Sure have. Now I think it's time for some of those famous pancakes.
Oh, Mr. Clock. The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A flying horse.
What colour is your horse? Is it all the colours of the rainbow or shiny white?
How big is your horse? Is it cute and little or tall and strong?
How does your horse fly? Does it have wings like a bird, or does it gallop up into the air?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a flying horse.
Now time for a song.
Goodbye, sun, hello, moon. Was not expecting you so soon. Before we go to bed, we've got some things to do. Let's do them together, me and you. Goodbye, sun, hello, moon.
Danced around a lot today. carried by my feet, they helped me play. Now it's time to leave my shoes at the door. Tomorrow we'll run round again some more. Goodbye, sun, hello, moon.
Chance for me to learn and grow and play. Tomorrow is another day.
So I'll need lots of rest so I can do my best.
Today I made a big old mess. My painting on my dress, but that's okay, it looked good anyway. And now I'll wash away the day. Goodbye, sun, hello, moon. I've finished all the food on my plate. I'm thankful for the dinner that I. I'll brush my teeth until they're shining bright. Goodbye, sun, hello, moon. Thank you for another day. Another chance for me to learn and grow and play. Tomorrow is another day.
So I'll need lots of rest.
Goodbye, sun, hello, moon. Was not expecting you so soon. In my bed, I hug my teddy tight and wish the day I've had good night. Goodbye, sun, hello, moon.
Great story, Michael.
Maybe a bit of rest is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy too.
Hey, I wonder why we need to sleep.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, I know someone who does.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies. Lucky you called me over. I just ran out of sleepy time tea and was hoping I might get some off you.
Oh, yeah, it's just in the pantry next to the wake-up juice.
Hey, Professor, why do we need to sleep?
Good question. Sleep is very important for your brain and body. It's as important as eating and drinking water. Without it, your body gradually gets very unhappy and shuts down.
Whoa.
Well, what happens when we sleep?
Well, your brain is actually quite busy when you are asleep. Think of it like doing housekeeping. While you are asleep, your brain is cleaning away all the cobwebs and sweeping away anything it doesn't need in its little brain home.
Wait, I can do housekeeping in my sleep?
No. It was just an easier way of thinking about what your brain is doing. See, it's actually very complex what is happening in the body while we sleep. So complex, we don't know for sure what's happening. But we know that it's very important to get plenty of good rest.
Sounds good. All right, beanies, time for some brain housekeeping. We have a big day tomorrow.
What are we doing?
Housekeeping.
Okay.
Maybe you can have a big play day of your own, mini beanies.
But make sure you get plenty of rest.
You could sing the Goodbye Sun, Hello Moon song when you go to bed.
Bye, mini beanies.
Did you like today's podcast?
Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.